This is Morning Edition on Vermont Public Radio. I'm Mitch Wertley of Good Morning. Well, Canadians have now had a couple of days to absorb the big political news. Stephen Harper out, Justin Trudeau in. But what happens now? After nearly a decade of Conservative government calling the shots in Canada, it'll be the son of one of Canada's most famous leaders and his Liberal Party taking the reins after a stunning come-from-behind election victory on Monday. And joining us to talk about these issues and challenges facing the newly elected Canadian Prime Minister is Jeff Ayres, Dean of St. Michael's College and Professor of Political Science who specializes in Canadian and North American politics. Thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thanks for inviting me.
Now, first, a quick bit of Wednesday morning quarterbacking, if you will. Justin Trudeau and the Liberals started this longest campaign in Canadian history in third place, but they finished not just in first, cruising in well ahead of the NDP and Conservative parties at the finish line. Were you surprised at how big a win this was for the Liberals?
I was surprised that they formed a majority, I have to admit. I felt, as many did, that the momentum was moving rapidly in their favor in the last week or so, but I was surprised how quickly it became apparent on the election night that they were going to form a majority. When they swept, they took every seat in Atlantic Canada, and it was pretty clear that something different was going on here.
And to explain this to our American listeners who may not be familiar with Canadian politics, because they won such an outright majority, they will not have to govern with the support of the other two parties. Is that right?
Right. That's actually one of the most important things to reflect on as someone living in the United States, is how different the Canadian political system works. The Liberal Party has a majority now. They have a mandate to govern. There are virtually no checks on their ability to carry out their platform, which might scare some Americans. There's far less checks on power. But if you take a step back, they really will be able to carry out an agenda now for the next 3 or 4 years. And if it's disliked by Canadians, then they'll get voted out. But it's a very effective, responsible form of government.
One thing I found really remarkable, though, was Trudeau pledging to run a deficit, at least in the short term, a rebuke of Harper's austerity measures. Can you ever imagine a U.S. politician campaigning on saying, I'm going to put the country in the red for a while to do infrastructure and some other things?
Not now, at least not in the near term. Our political culture has shifted so much that we've demonized government, and we have a lot of opposition to that type of Keynesian economics or deficit spending. I actually think that's one of the biggest reasons he won the majority. I think he outflanked the NDP on the left. The NDP, I think, made a crucial tactical mistake and aligned itself in many ways with the Conservatives by saying that they would not run a budget deficit, that they would not deficit spend, that they would hold the line. And I think Canadians really voted for change.
What are the biggest challenges facing Justin Trudeau moving ahead? Certainly there's been a downturn in Canada's economy since oil prices fell.
Yeah, there are a number of challenges. I mean, it's going to be very interesting to see the cabinet that he creates. He committed himself to a very diverse cabinet. He said that he would have at least 50% women. He needs to commit himself to knitting the country together and making the case that the Liberal Party is a national party and not a party of the old central Canada. It doesn't look that way. And the Liberal Party actually has seats in every single province and territory. So I think he can make a strong case moving forward for representing the country quite well as a national party. Certainly the economy is a really big issue. I mean, the dollar has gone down significantly. I think that's partly why he's argued in the short term we need to see some deficit spending. We need to see some spending on infrastructure. He wants to see support for middle-income families. He wants to provide more support for child care. Maybe one of the most interesting things is, how will he go about repositioning Canada as a world player? He has climate change talks coming up in Paris in December. Canada has been strongly criticized for not taking tougher action on climate change. I think also you'll see some tough choices in the Middle East. He pledged to return Canada to be a much more significant force for peacekeeping, a tradition for Canadians that Canadians have gotten away from. So I think there are some significant foreign policy and domestic challenges. Again, on the other hand, he has a solid majority to work behind him in this direction.
Getting back to climate change for a moment, I think one of the things that might surprise people, especially given what you've already said about Trudeau, is that, if I understand it right, he is in favor of the Keystone XL pipeline, which may not put him in great stead when he goes to the climate change talks in Paris.
We'll have to see. I mean, he has a number of people in his caucus, let's put it, that 184 Liberals who've been elected, who, you know, there may be some significant discussions. He may change his mind on some of these issues. I actually would think, moving forward, the question of jobs versus the environment, it's going to be weighing on him significantly. I wouldn't be surprised for him to revisit this issue, in part because it's not really going anywhere in the United States either.
Now that Trudeau will be in power with a majority with this mandate, do you think we'll notice any real changes, let's say, close to home here in Vermont and how we conduct our business, let's say, in Quebec?
That's a good question. I don't know immediately if there'll be any significant changes. I mean, right now we're seeing with the dollar being much lower, the Canadian dollar, you're arguably not seeing quite as many cross-border shoppers. I mean, it's a little more expensive for Canadians to come into the United States right now. There's kind of a myth, or one of the main arguments that Harper was making against the Liberal Party is that if you put the Liberals in, they're going to, you know, destroy the economy, they're going to overtax, they're going to overspend. When ironically, it was under the Liberals' three majority governments under Chrétien in the 90s into the early part of the millennium when Canada really turned it around fiscally.
Do you think Stephen Harper misread the political or cultural mood of Canadians when he sought a banning of wearing the niqab for Muslim women taking photos for official things like driver's licenses, passports?
It's a great question because I think it was a mistake to continue to play into a more divisive partisan style of politics that Canadians, I think, were really tired of. It probably helped him in Quebec somewhat. I mean, actually, this is what hurt the NDP. The NDP lost a lot of seats in Quebec. A lot of support in Quebec. The Conservatives gained some support in Quebec. I think across the country, though, I mean, one of the things Trudeau did is he really made this forceful case for a kind of reaffirmation of traditional Canadian values, of accommodation, of positive nonpartisan discourse. During his speech Monday night, where he was speaking to all these supporters, and he referenced a Muslim woman who spoke to him about and how she had voted for him and how she wanted, you know, her children to grow up in a Canada where there was freedom for them to, you know, express themselves. And I certainly think a number of Canadians felt Harper had pushed this too far.
What about the honeymoon for Justin Trudeau, though? I mean, how patient do you think Canadians will be if they don't see some kind of a turnaround in the economy, if they don't see some things improve? I mean, how much of a leash are they going to give him?
He doesn't have to worry about that. He's got 4 years under him right now with a majority Liberal government in which he probably could push through some possibly unpopular issues. He hasn't really presented any that I think a majority of Canadians would find unpopular. So I actually think he'll have a honeymoon for a while in terms of public opinion, but he also has behind him an ability to govern effectively that, you know, American politicians can only dream of.
Jeff Ayers is Dean of St. Michael's College and Professor of Political Science. I want to thank you so much for taking the time to visit us.
I really enjoyed it. Thanks.